Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 22 of Matthew chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid."
Sailing or driving through a storm is scary because obscured vision makes us unsure of our direction and fearful for our safety. This is also true of spiritual storms, in which sudden, unexpected circumstances seem to turn our world upside down. When the disciples were being battered by gale force winds on the Sea of Galilee, they learned some valuable truths, which can also help those of us who are believers in the midst of our own tempests. Jesus intercedes for us. While the disciples were struggling through the wind and the waves, Jesus was on the mountain praying. Today, he is in heaven, interceding for us. Jesus is our protector. He watched over the disciples in the boat, and he does the same for us, ensuring that we encounter nothing outside of his will. And Jesus is sovereign over all storms. He's the one who forms them, determines their intensity, guides us through them, and brings them to an end in his perfect time in accordance with his plan. Christ has not abandoned us in our storms, but instead is intimately involved, using them for our ultimate benefit. Knowing this, we can respond with trust, dependence, and worship.